Hello, this is Marithwin, and I am a writer on Gone Wild Audio, and I was nominated to do this quiz by Tom Banter, and this quiz was written by F-Stop Fitzgerald, there we go, and it's the Take the Plunge questionnaire. Ooh. Just a warning, I just watched some of Canada's Drag Race, so this might get sassy. I might have tons of energy, or I might suddenly be like, oh my god, I miss drag queens and seeing them. So, you know, it might get weird. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so first question. When listening to an audio here, what is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Okay, hands down, it's the voice. Absolutely, hands down, it's the voice, 100%. And I say that as somebody who used to have like a friggin' 90-minute commute one way to work, and I listened to a lot of audiobooks. And I can tell you the cheesiest thing said the right way at the right time is just awesome. But you would read the line and be like, what the hell is this drivel? No one talks like that. Question two. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you've not told another living soul, not one ever. So here's the thing. I have two people in my life with whom we just exchange sex stories constantly and opinions about sex and what we've read about sex and all these other things. So it's very rare that there's one thing that I haven't told someone. So probably say the thing that I've probably only told one person, if that, so that someone may not know about this. So I don't actually like watching porn. That's what drew me to GWA in the first place. Just because I'm a very sensory-based person. So, like, the wrong sound, the wrong lighting. Yeah, I am that specific. The wrong lighting. Just me being like, why would this setup even happen? This makes no sense. How do they own this place? What is the mortgage? Like, just stuff like that takes me out of it. And I'm probably the only person who will say that, but I don't care. I'm standing by it. I want realism, people. But when I do watch visual porn, on the rare occasions that I do, it's actually very, very intense BDSM gay porn. Like, I actually enjoy watching guys getting the shit beat out of them in a sexual context, a sexual and consensual context, I will specify. So, yeah. Not many people know that. And I wonder how many women feel the same way. I don't know. Question three. What sexual fantasy, if any, you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or, to put it another way, what would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? So this is a weird one. Very weird, very specific. So there's a certain subset of the Yorkshire accent, specifically if you've ever watched the series Richard Sharp, starring Sean Bean. Sean Bean in that, at that age, that he was, that accent with that voice, just, I've told people I cannot be left alone in the UK ever, because if I come across that, it will not matter what they look like. It will not matter if they're a piece of shit or not. I'm going to sleep with them. I cannot control myself, and it's awful, and it's horrible, and it's really embarrassing. And I don't want people to know about it in real life, because they'd make fun of me, because that's what I would do to them. So, you know, because we're all just bitches. Yeah, this is why I don't record audios. I do a lot of filler phrases, such as like, and ah, and and huh, and a. So you're just going to have to deal with it. And that's fine. In case you didn't know this, I am sarcastic, so please take my tone as humorous. Okay, anyway, question four. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that could turn you on or drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate all of them and never hear of them again. But you get to keep just one and only one. Which one do you keep? It is not a word. You know, if a guy is behind you and he leans in really close to your ear, and he just does the right kind of inhale. That. Don't need to say anything. That just, damn. If you get a private message saying, "Hey, oh my god, Marithrin, I like totally recognize your voice. I know this is you." How do you think you would feel / react, assuming the message is coming from a standard friend? Well, the thing is, I am a writer on here, so it's kind of like, "Hey, what's up, guys? I'm writing over here." Plus, the people who are standard friends to me tend to all be in the performing arts in some capacity. So to them, this is just like, sure, whatever. So what would probably end up happening would be something like, "Oh my god, your username is this? Oh my god, I know! My username is that! Oh my god!" And then I would be like, "So have you checked out Med Izzy yet? Because I really need to talk to somebody about facial reconstruction." And that's what would end up happening. Or we'd be like, "Oh my god, did you see Brooklyn Heights on Drag Race? Did you see Scarlet Bobo on Drag Race?" You can tell who I like on Drag Race. By the way, those were all queens that I have interacted with, like in real life, backstage, before they were famous. Now they're famous, and I'm just like some person on the internet who's like, "Oh my god, I know them!" Just so I can feel a small bit of happiness in my dreary life. That got dark, didn't it? So what are we looking at here? So yeah, that answers that question. So if you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? Okay, so here's the thing about me. I do not make any assumptions. Literally, if you are not saying, "Will you go out with me?" to me, I assume you're not interested. That's how I have always been. Which can lead to interesting situations. But that being said, I want to pretend that, like, I'm witty and humorous and that, like, I can impress people with my dancing. But that's not what has actually gotten me asked out. There are two instances that are probably the weirdest things I have done that have gotten someone's attention. So the first one is eating a cupcake. So I was at a show, as somebody who has friends in the performing arts that goes to shows, whatever. So I was at a show, and at this one they have like a regular merch table, and one of the people who sells stuff is a baker, and she makes cupcakes. So you could get like, I think it was like 2 for $5 or something like that. So anyway, I got a cupcake during intermission, and buy the cupcake, and I'm positioned so I can see the bar, and I'm talking because I know the baker. I'm talking to her, and I see this guy looking at me from the bar, and I'm just like, it's one of those instances where you're just like, "Wow, that's a really intense stare. Is it me? Is there something behind me? Is something on my face?" But you know, me being who I am, I'm like, no, it's he can't be interested in you. He can't be. And I was hungry. So I twist off the top of the cupcake, realize I'm not sitting. I don't have a plate or anything. So I twist off the top of the cupcake. And then I lick half of the icing off of the cupcake, put it on the bottom half, and then I start chowing down. For some reason, this apparently was attractive, and I got asked out by that same guy at the bar after that. So yeah, I don't know what to tell you. And then the second one was, at a drag show, cause I was at a drag show and I knew the drag queen, different drag queen from the ones I mentioned. And she's a huge nerd. She also does like offensive drag queen humor, which I have such a soft spot for, like underground art forms and offensive drag queen humor. I cannot describe it, but anyway, so she's on stage doing her bit before acts come on, because it was a variety show that she was hosting, and she starts to bring up Star Trek, and she starts to go into you can tell when a host is expecting a bit of back and forth between the audience. So I grab it and I start heckling her about Star Trek Next Generation, and we start having this banter going across. I was asked out after that. based on how I was talking to the drag queen. So yeah, eating a cupcake and heckling a drag queen, stuff I inadvertently do that gets me attention. Don't know how to take that, don't know what to do with that, but yeah, so there you go. Weird way to answer the question. Okay, what would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? When I'm with people and when I'm in groups, I make it sound like I have all these friends. I actually have a very tight circle. But when I'm with them, I kind of take it upon myself to up energy. It even happens in the workplace where I just try to up everybody's energy, keep everybody happy. And I try to pass that on to everybody else, because if you can raise the energy of another person, their energy raises your energy. It makes the day go by faster. You end up just having more fun, and it's a very kind of natural way of doing it without having to, I guess get drunk or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I end up doing. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Banter and humor. I have to be able to have a back forth conversation. I have to be able to I have to know that they want to talk and have fun and be humorous the same way I want to. So yeah, that's what it is. And just also, like, I think we all have hard lines, but I tend to find a lot of people have hard lines with no reason other than I don't like that. So I prefer to, like, what fires my interest is when we're similar in the sense of, yeah, we have hard lines, but for the most part, we're just like, you're not hurting me or anybody else. Why should I give a shit? So yeah, banter, like just banter and being able to talk and being able to have that back and forth, like ping pong type conversation. Like, that's how you get my interest. Is through talking, because and that's also how I will feel more attracted to someone, because I have a very broad definition of physical attractiveness. Like, I have a broad umbrella there. Anybody can fall under it. But in terms of finding somebody mentally attractive, that's much more narrow. So for me, it's all about talking. That was a ranty thing. Okay, women, what is the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Men, what's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? All right, so, I am going to answer both of these because I can. And also, I'm not going to answer this in a sexual way because fuck you, that's why. Anyway, so what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Something related to a pap smear. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Something related to a pap smear. So suck it. And then men, what's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? Bold of you to assume I've never dressed up as a man. Bold of you to assume I've never been a drag king in my life. I have been, and I had the best cock tassel in the world. Thank you very much. And it has gone in places you can only imagine. So, I went there. And the final question, name a member here on GWA who you would love to take this questionnaire as well. So I'm going to grab somebody who filled one of my scripts last couple weeks. I don't know. Time has no meaning anymore. It's probably going to turn out he like filled it 2 days ago and I just forgot. But B Splines, I'm calling you out. I won't call out another writer because that seems to be mean. But any writers out there who want to answer this quiz, you are going to do it. Sorry, you are. And this is me calling you out and saying it's high time we all came out of the shadows and we're like, yeah, that's right. We have voices. By the way, here we go. Questions you did not ask for, because I'm a writer. I wrote my own questions, bitch. That was the most white girl I've been in a while. So thank you for letting me have that. Anyway, music I listen to when I write. So I could start by saying Adam Lambert has a CD I quite like listening to. It's like a funk album. It's really good. But no. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is tell you the weirdest song I have ever written to. And the weirdest song I have ever written to is a Donald Glover song that he did with SNL. It's an 80s throwback video, and it's called, what is it called? Oh, they didn't even name it, but the song is like, I saw you with him, hugging in the night. And in the middle of it, he talks about all this stuff he did to himself. Yeah, so I one time put that on a loop and wrote probably one of my most positively received scripts. So yeah, that's the weirdest song I've ever written to. Weirdest compliment I have ever gotten. So, I was once told my skin looked so good, they wanted to skin me and wear my skin, but not in a serial killer way. So yeah, that was a fun day. She's also my best friend who said that, so like, yeah, she's still fine. She's a little weird, but she's still fine. My favorite pickup line? My all-time favorite pickup line is, let's play Barbies. I'll be Ken and you be the box I come in. Especially because if you say that as a female-presenting person to a male-presenting person, they get so confused and it's awesome. And then finally, what is my funniest sexual experience? So, this is a two-parter, and they both involve blowjobs. So, me giving the blowjob, by the way. So, the first time, I think I was super inexperienced. This was probably like the third one I had ever given. Maybe even the second, actually. And the position I was in, I don't remember the exact position, but he wasn't completely on top of me. But I do know it was an awkward position, so I couldn't get up right away. Anyway, stuff is proceeding. Obviously, he proceeds to completion. Except, he didn't tell me he was going to pull out when he did. So, I get cum in my eye and down my face. And I scream, because that's never happened before. And cum in the eye isn't nice. But I can't get up. So, there's like more running on my face. When I manage to like get up, I instantly went into the bathroom and started brushing my teeth violently and washing my face at the same time. Which, you know, fun times. And then the other time, I don't even remember the angle I was at, but what I do remember is when it came to completion, instead of going down my throat, not to be crude, it went up my nose and actually up and out of my nose. And if you ever want to know what is more painful to have go through your nose than like laughing milk, cum is horrible. We had to stop what we were doing so I could violently blow my nose for 10 minutes. Like, no. Do not recommend doing that. If you're into it, that's your thing. I am not. Plus, I mean, you should preserve the airway. As we get older, the things that we have done when we were younger have a toll on the body. And then we destroy it and we die horribly crippled. And I don't think anybody wants that. Anyway, so that was like my 19-minute long rant with random questions you didn't ask for. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, Tom Banter, for like doing this. Challenging me. And another thing, shout out to my writers out there. You guys should do this. I'm not going to call you out, but you know who you are, and you should do this. Bye!